This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Okay, so do you have to wear the mask while you're traveling or not? The AP's Sagar Magani with the answer.
Just last week, the CDC extended the national mask mandate for planes and other public transportation until early next month. But a Florida judge says the agency overstepped in the first place and has vacated the mandate. A few hours later,
is the mask mandate still in place?
We're continuing to recommend people wear masks.
White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki said the Biden administration was reviewing the order. Not long after, it announced the mandate is, quote, not in effect at this time, essentially leaving operators to decide on their own whether to require masks. Several airlines, including Delta and United, say they will not. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Russian attack on eastern Ukraine is underway now, part of a full-scale ground offensive to take the country's industrial heart. The AP's Karen Shamas reports.
Ukrainian authorities say that the Russian military is focusing on taking control of the Donbas region, the country's eastern industrial heartland. The stepped-up assaults began a day earlier along a front of more than 300 miles, centering on the Donbas regions of Donetsk and Luhansk. The Russian forces tried to advance in several sections, including from the neighboring Kharkiv region. I'm Karen Chemas.
Police in Kabul, Afghanistan say at least six people are dead in explosions targeting educational institutions. Some students are among the dead. Nobody's immediately claimed responsibility. Here in the U.S., some springtime snow in the forecast for parts of the Northeast this morning. Other areas of the Northeast will continue to get heavy rain and some high winds. Stocks fell yesterday. The Dow dropped 39 points yesterday. This is AP News. A California woman pleads guilty to a 2016 kidnapping hoax. The AP's Mike Gracia's got this.
Sherry Papini of Redding, California, pleaded guilty Monday to faking her own kidnapping in 2016 and lying to the FBI about it. Papini offered no explanation for what prosecutors say was an elaborate, long-planned hoax that saw her actually stay with a former boyfriend in Orange County, California, nearly 600 miles from her home. The 39-year-old Papini reached the deal with prosecutors last week to plead guilty, and she's scheduled to be sentenced July 11th. Prosecutors agreed to recommend a sentence on the low end of the sentencing range, estimated to be between 8 and 14 months in custody. I'm Mike Gracia.
Sheriff's deputies are warning residents in the Venice, Florida area to be on alert after a 10-foot-long alligator was seen on video crawling through a front yard on its way to a lake. The video was taken Sunday morning. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.